So this is kind of like a mini reports.
Okay.
That is also kind of like a follow-up. If we need to label everything in this world.
We don't, but that's okay. We did.
Because earlier this week, I think we were having your predictable Halloween talk, as you will on Halloween week. And I think the subject of the razor blade and the apple came up. And then we're like, oh, this is when Jake wasn't here.
Yeah.
Because Killer was around.
And hey, P1.
You know, he's usually like an encyclopedia of knowledge. But we couldn't figure it out, and we just said, we'll table this. We'll deal with that. We'll get to that later. We drove off in our golf cart. So, did a little research online like we did, looking into the thought of... Because I do remember, that's a huge bit from when I was a kid. Did this exist still when... A decade later or so, when you were kid, Jake and Julie?
Oh, yeah.
Mino, was that a thing that your parents were actually concerned about? I know I was warned about the razor blade and the apple, and I always thought it was weird. Like, how could you put it in there and you not know it was in there? It just seemed crazy. But
I don't remember it very much from my childhood, but that doesn't mean it wasn't out there.
There was always needles.
Needles were the big one I remember.
I think a nail, you know, poison or drugs or whatever, you know, is in candy.
Yeah.
Well, the truth is...
Watch those gummies.
And a recent study was done by Joel Best. He is a professor of sociology and criminal justice at the University of Delaware.
Joel Best.
We're in Delaware. He wrote a book about this whole myth, I guess.
Wow.
And there has not been one, not one, death related to Halloween candy ever. Like, with a stranger giving you Halloween candy.
Okay, good.
Now, when I was a kid, this was the 80s. And in the very early 80s was the Tylenol scare, which was a real thing that somebody had put, I think it was cyanide, in some Tylenol tablets, like, at the factory level. And so there was a couple of scattered cases around the nation where people died taking Tylenol, and they recalled all Tylenol, everything off the shelves. Somehow they bounced back and continue to be a good headache remedy today.
A force
right?
in the aspirin game.
But you would have thought, boy, that'd be something that you could never bounce back from. But I do recall as a little kid, I don't know if it was 1 year or two, that our neighborhood took to let's have local parties, and we didn't really do the trick-or-treating thing. Or like we went to like a few houses, and at each one of these houses there was a gathering. I don't know if you were you too young for that. You were a little kid in the 80s.
Yeah.
If you guys reacted more civilly, like, look, that's at a Tylenol plant.
I think it was always pretty chill, but I also I was also part of the generation of let's have local city endorsed gatherings over trick or treating. Maybe even let's meet up at the gym and do stuff, or
a little fall festival.
Maybe some church stuff probably mixed in there somehow. But I don't think I was a traditional every year trick or treater type guy.
Like it is now, like you're. The neighborhoods you see now just teeming with kids?
Yeah, absolutely. There are places where it's amazing. It's just legions of kids.
And
parents with Yetis.
Guilty as charged.
You be out tonight?
Oh, yeah.
With your coffee?
Will you be in costume?
I don't know. I mean, I am kind of right now. I'm Wonder Woman.
She has a little cape. I just thought she had a shirt on, but if you...
I just thought she had a shirt on. I do have a shirt on.
No, you have a shirt, but
yeah.
You have a little Wonder Woman symbol, but she has a tiny cape. There's okay. a tiny blue cape.
All right.
Yeah, that was writer's request for me because he is Black Panther.
Oh.
And, you know, he's really into superheroes. So I'm Wonder Woman.
What?
What?
I guess I'm just not even familiar with Black Panthers. Is that a black guy?
Yeah. You've never seen Black... You never saw Black Panther?
I should have known.
No.
It's like 30s Bobby Seale or like when he was a little older?
The... You didn't see the Avengers either?
No.
Oh.
And yeah. I didn't either. I just surmised that the largest movie in the world's main character was black when he was playing Black Panther, yeah.
Well, but then when Ryder is Black Panther, now I'm wondering all kinds of things about the costume.
Well, it's a mask.
Uh-huh. Oh. I'm not painting anything.
In 1983...
That's a way to get the neighborhood's attention.
Oh,
did you guys see what Julie did? I mean, he wanted to be Black Panther.
Yep.
There's only one way to...
Right.
It's with his lips. Right? Paint him full.
Okay, let's move on.
1983, Dear Abby had a column on October 31st. Does that everybody know what Dear Abby is?
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
The advice column. It was in a thing called a newspaper. And her and apparently her twin sister had this scam going on where they wrote these advice columns. Her twin sister is Ann Landers. Didn't you know if you knew that?
Mm-hmm.
So she wrote,
and then the third
Dear
sister,
Readers.
Dear Prudence.
I thought you were going with the Mino joke.
I was thinking about it. There were a lot of options.
Dear Cooper. But you went Beatles. She wrote, Dear Readers, it's Halloween again and time to remind you that, ... Somebody's child will be seriously injured or killed in a Halloween-related traffic accident. Jeez. Somebody's child will be badly maimed or fatally burned due to a flammable costume.
Jeez,
whoa.
Maimed?
Somebody's child will become violently ill or die after eating poisoned candy or an apple containing a razor blade.
Mm.
Somebody's child will be coaxed into an automobile or lured into a secluded area and sexually assaulted. To make sure that child isn't yours, here are some tips to ensure the safety of your
Jeez.
Children. Then she goes on to list a bunch of things that the kids should do.
That feels a little out of
a little fun.
That feels out of line from Dear Abby.
And at the very end
she was sweet.
The thing she said, so make it a safe Halloween and come Thanksgiving, you'll have more to be thankful for. You know, like you didn't get sexually assaulted in the woods, dummy.
Oh my gosh.
She didn't add that last part. That was editor's choice. So, yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, we know.
The thing is, she helped stoke this fear of the razor blade in the apple or poisonous candy and all that, but... Apparently, there is no real basis for the fear. There are stories of people poisoning candy, but it wasn't related to Halloween at all. In fact, the most famous one, I guess, would be a guy in Houston took life insurance policies out on his kids and gave them all pixie sticks, the little sugar-filled thing laced with poison. Well, only one of his kids ate the pixie sticks and died. And,
jeez,
he ended up dying too based on, Texas and mm-hmm. our affinity for the electric chair. So, he was caught and killed, but it had nothing to do with Halloween. It wasn't a stranger. Like any poisoning thing of candy has always been related to, you know, somebody in your family or
intent.
Something like that. Yeah.
So it basically, Dear just... Abby was Facebook moms before Facebook
yeah,
moms.
That's exactly
there
right.
There you go.
Yeah, and this is not a new thing. It's just more widespread now, I guess.
But incredibly influential
oh, yeah.
back then.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, because if you could have clicked share on that, how many times would people have shared that?
So, Dan, you're telling me in all the years that we have recorded in humanity, apples and razor blades have lived in harmony and never...
Right, they've actually never crossed paths. Maybe pins and candy bars or something, but that might be at a you might do it, somebody might do that at a store, but not giving them out.
I think as a kid I was always skeptical on how one would position a razor blade inside an apple.
For sure.
Like, I thought about, well, maybe I want to try this.
Now, they do say, the one thing Dear Abby got right, like, nobody's costume is lighting on flame. Like, you have flammable clothing on now. You know what I mean? Like,
the one I'm thinking of is the snowman at the cowboy game we covered a couple months back.
Oh, dear.
He was in a flammable costume.
But the one thing she did get right, there are double. So kids between the age of 4 and 8, the amount of traffic accidents or as they're a pedestrian getting hit by a car is double on Halloween than it would be on any other night of the year. So it does happen a lot on Halloween.
So slow down in the neighborhoods.
Well, no, I'm telling the kids, you better watch out.
I always had
keep
to
driving the way you want.
Same little like reflector thing.
Your
like,
mom made you wear
totally
that on the back.
Kills
of your...
my whole vibe right now. Frankenstein would never.
And the new panic, though. Maybe we're not panicking about razor blades and apples nowadays. We all know that's fake. The new panic is marijuana candy,
which is also fake.
That's not fake, but as an enthusiast of marijuana candy, I would say that...
why would you give it away?
I'm not giving that to some idiot kids. What enjoyment would that give me?
Right.
So I think that's all bullshit as well. So there's a mini report. Don't worry about razor blades and apples. And plus, if you get an apple, what kid's eating the apple?
Just look out for Momo tonight.
Ooh.
Great callback.
The Momo Challenge. All right, it's 10 till 3. This is Ticket.